Most people are going to be very happy today. Tuesday, July 13th, 2021, 7x1 of the deadlift. Just a classic heavy day. And you deserve it after yesterday's workout. The last time we did this exact rep scheme was on February 26th, 2021. If you want to go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, your rest times, all that good stuff. If you haven't done it already, before you do the heavy day, listen or watch Lynchpin Conversations number 113. It's how to approach heavy days. Warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. We have a video today showing the deadlift. Super Fitness Robot for this will be holding 90% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely, 70% or higher across all sets. Scaled option is still 7 sets of 1 deadlift because what's so great about it? Just lower the loading. Everybody should be working on technique, but you can just lower the loading to darn near nothing. Make it a deadlift technique session. Empty barbell, PVC pipe, broom handle, so very scalable. The limited equipment option, on the other hand, they're going to get strong today, but they don't have a barbell. Here's what they have in store. They grab their trusty dumbbells, whatever weight you love. Single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, 4 sets of 12. So that's 4 sets of 12 on each leg. Single arm dumbbell row, 4 sets of 12 each side. And then Bulgarian split squats, 4 sets of 12 per leg. And there's a range in there, by the way. Anywhere in the 8 to 12 range for those things will get you where you need to be. It's not like 11 reps didn't work on the 12th rep. Magic occurred. 8 to 12 is a wonderful range to be. And we've got videos showing all three of those movements, and you can absolutely mix them up, superset them together. You don't have to do all of the single leg stiff-legged deadlifts before you move on to the row. No equipment workout today. 5 rounds for max reps. They're doing a single leg stiff-legged deadlift, but obviously they don't have loading dumbbells, so they're just going through the movement, which by itself gets quite taxing. So 5 rounds for max reps, left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlift for a minute, then a minute with the right leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlift, then left leg forward, Bulgarian split squats, 30 seconds, right leg forward, Bulgarian split squats, 30 seconds, then a plank hold for 30 seconds. That's considered 1 round. You can do 5 rounds. But it's not back to back to back. It's rest as needed between each one of those rounds, and it'll do it for you. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We have an either or to start. Either the glute ham raise, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or single leg stiff-legged deadlifts. This is assuming you didn't do the limited equipment option, obviously. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Both of those have videos. The glute ham raise is a fantastic movement, but it requires a GHD. Not everybody has it, so we like to give another option. And then your friend and mine, the Banded March. One of the most sneaky and deceptive things out there. The goal is 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching. That's robust. Break it up as needed or reduce the time while you pursue this goal. And there's a video showing you what the Banded March is. Cool down and stretching. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes per side, and a foam roller for the back and lats. Of course, you can foam roll yourself darn near head to toe, and both of those stretches have videos. Hope you enjoyed pulling some deads. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday.